Well, here I am at the U.S. Capitol on the second anniversary of January 6th. We're looking to see what's going on, talking to some people. Look at who we found and listen to what she had to say. Do you have any faith in the new Congress that will actually get to the bottom of what happened on January 6th?
I do.
Why is that?
Well, because I have to have hope. You know, I have to believe that my daughter's death will serve a purpose and that the whole January 6th movement will serve a purpose to take this country back and to hang on to the freedoms that we have left and so that we don't lose them all.
You are thrown into this. How has your life changed since that day 2 years ago?
Oh, my gosh, dramatically. I'm going to say apolitical. I was, you know, an average American citizen. I miss my housewife life, and I voted and I participated in school board meetings and things like that, but was not really politically aware until they murdered my daughter and gave me a reason to be. So I think we absolutely need to pay attention. I'd be guilty as the rest of just, you know, living your happy little life and thinking everything's fine, but this is not fine. We need to hold our elected officials accountable for the conditions in this country.
What's next for you in this journey?
That's a good question, Chris. I don't know. I think that we're going to be here until I feel like it's time to not be here, which is not now. I'm not sure when that'll be. But, you know, we still have political prisoners sitting in jail 700 days pretrial detention, being denied their constitutional rights, some of them without so much as a bond hearing.
Reporting from the nation's capital, Christopher Carter.